constitution on its own does not guarantee that we are going to have human rights. It needs a lot of training, a lot of behavioral change. And we are dealing with people who have been used to human rights abuses. It's not as bad as it was before the elections or before the inclusive government. But certainly, we still have some people being arrested with no particular crime having been committed. Still have our members arrested without being brought to trial. Or when the courts have released them, they are again rearrested for very flimsy reasons. Denying people some food itself, like we have reported previously, it's a human right abuse. So it is true, we still have some rights abuses.
Has the issue of human rights abuses been raised in Parliament, including Adele, to the provisions of the new constitution?
Well, we have raised some motions in Parliament, pushing on government to make sure that some of the legislation that is not in agreement with the constitution, some of it must be amended. Human rights, say, as a subject, has not been raised in a motion of Parliament. Zimbabwe is a signatory to a lot of protocols on human rights, and we also have a commission that has not been very effective, or it has not. Because the current Bill of Rights in our constitution is very, very good. But we have not set up a commission to superintend those rights.